Planning for your next trip?
Elevate your travel style with Quince.
Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And it's all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/pack for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Hi there, welcome back. And this is Harry, and welcome to a podcast where I try to help you to expand your knowledge of the English language, where we might use expressions, phrasal verbs, idiomatic expressions, and also to understand grammatical points in certain sentences. So what do I have for you now? Well, for many weeks we were looking at different sentences concerning the issue of Brexit. I haven't mentioned Brexit for quite a few weeks, simply because it hasn't been mentioned in the newspapers. However, that has all stopped now because the Brexit bill has been passed through the Houses of Parliament, and very shortly, in fact, in just over 7 days' time, Britain will be leaving the European Union based on its target date of the 31st of January 2020, and following a period of handover and other aspects, they will be putting in place various trade deals, but they will no longer be a member of the European Union, which I think personally is a sad day. However, here's the sentence that I have for you relating to this fact. The Prime Minister's Withdrawal Agreement Act was signed off by the Queen on Thursday after completing its journey through Parliament. So let me give you one more reading of that, a bit like the bill. It got a few readings before it was passed. So the Prime Minister's Withdrawal Agreement Act was signed off by the Queen on Thursday after completing the journey through Parliament. So perhaps the Queen had a few other things on her mind, and she was quite happy to sign off on this particular act because she'd been spending the previous week worrying about poor Prince Harry and his rapid departure from the royal family. So, in this sentence, we're talking about the Withdrawal Agreement Act, as it's called, which is the piece of legislation that Mr. Johnson, the Prime Minister of England, put together with the idea of exiting the UK from the European Union. This Withdrawal Agreement Act was passed very quickly by the House of Commons, which is the lower house in the UK Parliament, principally because Mr. Johnson has an overall majority there and there was little chance of it being stopped. However, when it went to the upper house, which is the House of Lords, several amendments were tabled or put forward by various members of the House of Lords, and with a bit of delay, these were either changed, and eventually the final act was signed and agreed, and it passed both houses. And once it's done that, under the British Parliament, it then has to go to the Queen, who just gives it a rubber stamping and signs it, and then it becomes official, it becomes law. Okay, so in our sentence here, the Prime Minister's Withdrawal Agreement Act, not anybody else's, the Prime Minister's Withdrawal Agreement Act. So we use the possessive, the Prime Minister, apostrophe S, the Prime Minister's Withdrawal Agreement Act, the act to take Britain, the United Kingdom, out of the European Union, to withdraw from the 28 nation states. Okay, and it was signed off. So here we've got a good example of the passive, was signed off. Interestingly, this journalist has used a phrasal verb, signed off. So signed off meaning signed by the Queen. So she signs it in her official capacity and then it comes into law. So signed off by the Queen on Thursday. So here we've got the use of quite a few prepositions, signed off, the preposition attached to the phrasal verb signed by the Queen on Thursday, on the particular date, and then after completing. So again, another preposition, after completing. So not before, but after completing its journey. And again, here we're using the possessive its, the journey of the Bill Stroke Act, its journey. Its journey means the time it spent from when it was first presented by Mr. Johnson to the House of Commons, and then its journey through various stages, committee readings, amendments, then, as I said, to the upper house, the House of Lords. Its journey continued right through Parliament. So it went through both houses of Parliament and then eventually ended up literally in Buckingham Palace in a little red box, and the Queen would have signed it and returned it to the Houses of Parliament or Westminster. Okay, so I'll give you one more reading of that. The Prime Minister's Withdrawal Agreement Act was signed off by the Queen on Thursday after completing its journey through Parliament. And there's finally some pronunciations. So, withdrawal agreement, signed off, and it's O-F-F, put the stress on the off, you get that long F, off. Queen, yeah? After completing, ING, completing its journey, yeah? Like the knee on your journey, through that TH sound, through Parliament. Okay, great. Thanks for listening. I hope you enjoyed that. Join me again soon. And as always, if you wish to contact me, you can do so, www.englishlessonviaskype.com. Always happy to hear from you. Always happy to include something, a reference that you want clarified, some aspect of idioms or grammar, whatever it might be. Thanks for listening. I'll catch up with you very, very soon.
Avant de vous quitter pour aujourd'hui, je suis très heureux de vous annoncer le retour d'un podcast dont les plus anciens d'entre vous se souviennent peut-être, Petit Curieux. C'est un podcast pour les enfants de 7 à 12 ans, dans lequel je réponds de manière adaptée à leur âge et de la façon la plus pédagogique possible, en une minute, à une question par jour. Une question que peuvent se poser les enfants, bien sûr. Par exemple, les épisodes suivants sont déjà dispo. Pourquoi les flamants roses sont-ils roses? Comment font les avions pour voler? Peut-on vraiment mourir de rire? Ou pourquoi le coq chante le matin? Et puis cette semaine, je traiterai par exemple de pourquoi y a-t-il une trace blanche derrière les avions dans le ciel? Ou encore, les licornes ont-elles vraiment existé? Sur ce podcast, je publie tous les jours à 6h du matin, du lundi au vendredi. Pour l'écouter ou vous abonner, rien de plus simple. Cherchez Petit Curieux, petit avec un S, dans Apple Podcasts, Spotify, Deezer ou toute autre application de podcast. Ou alors, rendez-vous sur chosesasavoir.com et vous le trouverez dans la liste. Voilà, bonne écoute et à très vite.